Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Mike Powers and Woo Woo live at pointradio.com right now. And we have a special guest on the phone. Isn't that right, Mr. Wonderful Luke? Luke from For King and Country?
Yes, Luke for King and Country is on the line waiting to talk to you.
All right, let's say hello. Hey, Luke, are you there?
I sure am. How you doing, man?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
Cool. Good. Yeah, thanks.
I can't complain.
Thanks for checking in with us this morning. We're looking forward to our big get-together on Sunday afternoon.
It shall be a jolly good time. We're looking forward to it.
So, like, what's the deal? You do a lot of stuff like this when you come to town? Like, you stop down, radio station, break down the songs, do kind of like a... an old school MTV Unplugged style thing where you're like explaining the songs to the fans.
You know what? The coolest thing about that whole situation, whenever we go to stops, we do try to stop by local radio stations because it is a moment to kind of pull back the layers of life a little bit and share these kind of acoustically driven songs in a light that maybe other people haven't heard or seen before. So there'll be a little bit of sharing about the songs, where they come from and their meaning, and obviously just having a great time with hopefully making new friends in the process.
Oh, very cool.
Like when you say a life that they haven't been a part of, and like, are you talking about this rock and roll kind of like lifestyle? Do you lead that kind of lifestyle?
No, I don't necessarily lead that type of lifestyle, but I do think that just probably like you folks in the radio world, people are enamored with everyday life in an occupation that they don't occupy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so for us to be able to share with them what maybe takes place and also how we get to the point of writing these songs, how we get to why these songs are special to us, I think is usually intriguing to listeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And does your family have a big influence on your songwriting? Because, I mean, seven kids. I know you're happily married. You've got children of your own. Does your personal life, because I know you're a private person, does that play into a lot of your songwriting?
I think, of course. I mean, I think when you have made decisions in life to marry, to have kids, to, you know, I work with my brother for crying out loud. you know, I think you can't help but have some of those things fall in line. You know, our family life isn't immune to struggles and issues like everybody else's. And I think people are crying out for authenticity and honesty in music. And I think if I'm not willing to be vulnerable about maybe what takes place in my life through song, then I think I'm kind of selling the listener short a little bit. And so that's one of the things that it's not for everybody. It's not for every artist, but that's one of the things that we have I've kind of committed to for our career, for our artistry.
See, I love that. I love an honest musician, an honest writer. But how does your wife feel about it? Does she ever break down your songs and go, yo, what's going on here with you?
Or with us?
Well, I actually, that's a great question. I actually got very, very sick about 4 years ago. And there was a moment where my wife actually came to me in our bedroom and she said, look, you got to fight through this thing. You got to live through this. I can't live without you. And so I, you know, obviously that was a real emotional moment between mm-hmm. us, and that actually turned into a song, a ballad that because of my brother Joel at his request, he was like, hey, what do you think about your wife actually singing this song with you? And so we have this moment that is probably the most honest song of my entire life. We actually, my wife and I actually share that on our past album together, which was a real healing and wonderful moment for us.
That's amazing.
Wow. I'm actually reading about your illness right now. I found this article from the Tennessean that it's just a great article that talks about your illness. And I was going to ask you, you know, how are you doing today? How is the diagnosis and the prognosis?
Look, I'm doing great. When I was at, you know, probably like most people that get sick along the way, you know, you think that you're never going to get back to health again. I mean, you mm-hmm. feel kind of trapped in your own body and there's pain involved, and you're seeing doctors left. I mean, none of the experience was very comfortable for me. But I feel fantastic. I've got a great team of people that help me. And for the most part, I'm symptom free. I mean, I'm very, very fortunate to live a life where, you know, there was a time because it was a digestive issue that I couldn't have any coffee. And let me tell you, I woke up this morning, I had my cup of coffee, and I thank God for that moment.
Yeah, I know. It's the little things in life that make you appreciate stuff like coffee.
You aren't kidding.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. So, like, working with your brother now is how is that dynamic? I know it can't always be like puppy dogs and ice cream and roses and all that kind of stuff. You know, there's got to be some kind of, you know, headbanging in there as well. You know?
Oh, absolutely. We're not the Oasis brothers by any means. But we of course have our moments. You know, I think the biggest thing with anybody working with a family, whether or not you're in a family business of HVAC or art or whatever it might be, you know, you kind of have to learn to respect that person, not because they're actually family, but because you actually believe and you just respect them individually. Mm-hmm. And I think for Joel, whether or not he's my brother or he's just my friend and we choose to work together, we have mutual respect mm-hmm. for each other. So, yeah, we have conversations that get heated. We have conversations that don't go maybe according to the plans that we have made up in our own head. But we respect each other. So if I'm fighting for something, I'm passionate about something, yes, there's always that temptation to be like, get on side. Why don't you just agree with me? But he's actually learned, and I think I've learned, to actually go, man, he's passionate about this for a reason, and I respect him, and we've done a lot of life together now, so I'm going to kind of keep my ego and my mind in check, and I'm going to listen to what he has to say.
I love that. I feel like calling my own sister now, Luke, and talking to her and saying, listen, hey, I offer
free therapy lessons, so we can go there for family counseling right now.
This is really good. I might keep you here a little longer after the performance on Sunday, and we'll just sit down. I have a couch in my office. It's great. I'll just lay there and spill my guts to you.
That'd be great. I'd love to watch that.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're really looking forward to seeing you guys on Sunday. I know there are a lot of people constantly calling the radio station trying to get on this guest list. We'll have a little bit of wine, we'll have some lunch, and we'll have some amazing music from For King and Country. And I'm excited to hear about, you know, about the depth of these songs. So,
yeah,
you know,
I can't wait to hear them live.
Well, you guys are more than sweet and more than kind, and we can't wait to be with you, and we'll do our best to make sure it's a very, very special time for all that is there.
Great, great. Luke, thank you so much for calling in, and we're looking forward to Sunday. See you, man.
Hey, have a good one.
All right,
you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.